Good afternoon, wonderful people. It's Jared, aka The Wire Guy here. Thanks for listening in again to this podcast. Got some a really exciting episode today that we're going to get into shortly. My name's Jared, or aka also known as The Wire Guy. I'm a life coach, mindset and performance coach initially. So we're going to start with some gratitude this episode, guys. So three things that you're grateful for, whether it be today, just today, or just in general. Three things I'm grateful for is my partner, my health, and my car. Simple. So think of three things that you're grateful for. Can be anything. That's going to mean something to you. And just follow up by thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, just it sort of confirms that those things that you're grateful for. So this episode is called Why I Joined the 5 a.m. Club. So I put a few little teasers out there a few days ago. I was initially going to do an episode last week. Didn't happen, unfortunately. These things happen. You know, we're in unprecedented times. There's that word that's very popular at the moment, unprecedented times, with the pandemic going on all around the world. So, you know, we're not the only ones that are suffering through this. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, I believe that we've got a chance to better ourselves, learn more about ourselves during this time of isolation. So this episode is entitled Why I Joined the 5 a.m. Club. Just give you some background about the 5 a.m. Club first before I go into my story as to, you know, how I came about it, why I joined, things like that. So it's a book and a concept written by Robin Sharma is his name. He's also famous for the book called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. So Robin Sharma is considered as one of the world's top leadership and personal optimization advisors. So he's trained billionaires, professional sports superstars, many Fortune 100 companies. He's the number one best-selling book is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Just a great person. I've heard of his stuff. I've never read his stuff. I've never really listened to any of his stuff until now. We're probably going back maybe maybe 4 weeks before the lockdown happened in Australia. I needed a new book. Personal development for me, because I love to learn new things, new skills. And I found this book come along, The 5 a.m. Club. It's got on the cover, Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life, which is one of the main sort of mantras in the book, is Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life. 15 million books sold worldwide. So picked this book up. I read it. Unbelievable. It is amazing. So basically, he talks about the concept has actually came about, was introduced about over 20 years ago. So it actually is based on a revolutionary morning routine that actually helps his clients maximize their productivity, activate their best health, and bulletproof their serenity in overwhelming complexity, and especially this time at the moment what we're going through. This life-changing book covers a four-year period where you basically discover life-changing habits and how they can benefit you. And it's helped so many other people around the world, and it's starting to help me as well. So I read the book. There's basically guides in here telling you what to do when you get up, things like that. So why I joined the 5 a.m. Club? Why did I join after reading the book? I thought, What have I got to lose? We're in this situation at the moment where we can't really go anywhere apart from the essential places, supermarkets, pharmacies, some states, obviously schools are still open. We've got to stay home. We've got to isolate. We can't socialize. We can't go out to dinner, go out to a party. We've got to stay at home. So I thought, I'm in a similar situation to a lot of other people. I'm currently not working, unfortunately. So I thought, I've got to do something. Because I felt like the first few weeks where I wasn't working, I felt like I didn't have a sense of purpose. I was just going through the motions. So I thought, let's give it a whirl. So I decided to do what it says in the book to do. Do the 66-day challenge. Whereas after the 66th day, you do the 5 a.m. challenge. It creates automaticity. So you're creating a new habit. I'm on day 8. Technically day 7, but day 8 according to the app, which you can also download for free. It's free to join. And you can follow your progress every day with the app, which is fantastic. So you get progress daily. Daily, you put your daily diary, add your entry in there. I thought, why not? So 8 days in, how far it's benefited me so far is I've got a sense of purpose. I get up every morning. I'm excited to get out of bed at 5 a.m. A lot of people go, geez, that's early. Yeah, to some. But I want to come out the other side once we come back to some sort of sense of normality. Man, I want to smash through any obstacle, and I will with this change of habit, this change of mindset, these actions that I'm taking within the first hour of my day. And that's what it talks about, the hour of power. Owning your day, elevating your life, owning your morning. So it's benefited me. I've got so much more productivity. I'm happier. I'm going to bed earlier. I'm getting up earlier. But I feel great. I feel like I've that sense of purpose. I feel reborn. Like I'm going to come out the other side once all this is over, bigger, better. And I'm going to be able to help so many others offer more value in their lives. So what I'm looking to get out of it as well is obviously just to create that automaticity to change for the better, to have that purpose, to have that extra productivity to first thing in the morning, because it sets up the rest of your day. So basically, I'm looking for people to come along the journey with me. I'm on day 7, day 8 of the 66-day challenge. It's free to join. I'm looking for people to come on the journey with me for free. Let's do it, guys. What else do we got to lose during this time? Let's do it. So, message me. Hit me up on, you know, the various platforms. I'm on Instagram, Why Guy Coach. I've got my own Patreon account. I will be posting some really good content from the 5 a.m. Club that's going to help you elevate certain aspects of the 5 a.m. Coach, which is what I've got out of it already. That's going to help you get so much more productivity in your day. So I'm on Patreon as the Why Guy. Hit me up on Facebook, Why Guy Coach. Hit me up on Instagram, or the Why Guy on Facebook, Why Guy Coach on Instagram. Message me, let me know, ask me how do I join, what can I do. So that's it. This is, you know, I've joined the 5 a.m. Club. I'm doing it. come along for the ride, guys. It's not obviously not going to be for everybody. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for the people that are not going to want to commit. That's fine. I'm not looking for those people. I'm looking for the people that want to come on this journey and come out the other side bigger and better. That's what it's about. If you also have got any questions, feel free to hit me up on the various platforms, social media platforms. Hit me up. Feel free. Because don't forget, you know, I'm a life coach, you know, and I'm there to help you guys. So have a think about it. If you want to come on board, let's have some fun. Let's change our lives for the better. And let's do it. If not, I hope you guys get some sort of benefit from this. For me, it's life-changing. This, seriously, there's something in this that it's flicked a switch in my brain now where I'm not going back to the old me. I refuse to go back to the old me. I refuse to go back. I refuse it. No more. That's the old me. Old me's gone. This is the new me. Bigger, better me. I'm continuing to get bigger and better every day. So guys, that's it. Thanks for listening. Just a quick one today. As per usual, I like to keep it short, sharp, and shiny. That's all about, you know, this is all about the 5am Club, why I joined, what it's about. Feel free to buy the book as well online, or go to, if any bookstores are still open, go to your local bookstore, The 5am Club by Robin Sharma. I actually prefer you to read it first, then come do the 5am challenge with me. If not, then come do the 5am challenge. Okay, guys, have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and well, and we'll hit you back up on the next episode. Cheers.